This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, is here with me, and we're very pleased to be joined by Yaakov Lapin, the host of Lapin Assessments on Patreon. He's at the Jewish News Service. He also participates in ALMA, which is a research bureau in the north of Israel especially, and he's at the Miriam Institute. I go immediately to the report, Yaakov, that a major representative of the Trump administration visiting Israel. Who is he and what was the mission? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's great to be with you and Malcolm, as always. So Steve Witkoff, the U.S. president's a Middle Eastern envoy, he's been in Israel since Wednesday, and he became the first U.S. official in, reportedly in 15 years to enter the Gaza Strip during this visit. And look, I think his agenda is pretty clear. He's also going to Saudi Arabia. He wants to push stage one of this ceasefire into stage two. And I think that that is his mission. That is his goal. That's the goal that was assigned to him by President Trump. And that is the grand objective that he's been pursuing during his entire shuttle diplomacy. And I think that there's good reason to be skeptical that he's going to succeed, because stage two of this ceasefire is about many things that Hamas looks like it's in very serious doubt that it can deliver, such as releasing all of the hostages. Not clear that Hamas is interested in doing that, because it views the hostages as an insurance policy. Hamas's interest is to drag out stage two for as long as possible so that it can retake the Gaza Strip. And also, Israel is demanding that in subsequent stages, Hamas is going to disarm. I don't envisage jihadists who have been waging war for the past 15 months willingly disarming themselves. And so I think, you know, at the end of the day, what we're seeing is Witkoff trying to apply the art of the deal in Gaza. And I think that he's going to get to a certain, you know, he'll make certain amounts of progress, but at some point this is likely to hit a wall. And what happens when that wall appears, I think, is going to be the subject of direct conversations between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump next week in Washington.
Malcolm?
Do you think that his personal relationship with the Qataris, which seems to go back many years, will play a role? Is there a possibility that a Muslim Brotherhood country like Qatar would respond to the pressures? Would Egypt and Jordan be more open to actually taking large numbers of Palestinians? When we just read that 200,000 to 300,000 Palestinians settled in Egypt during this period anyway.
Right. Well, look, I think that we have to distinguish, first of all, between the Qataris and the Egyptians and the Jordanians. The Qataris, as we know, are a Muslim Brotherhood-supporting state. They're a Hamas-supporting state. Now they're trying to appease the Trump administration to stay out of trouble. Now they're trying to present themselves as firefighters. But when we look back at the years of supporting Hamas, funding Hamas, destabilizing their neighbors, the Saudis and the Emiratis, with their Al Jazeera pro-Hamas network, the Qataris really need to be phased out of involvement in my own assessment of the future of Gaza if we want better things to happen there. Now, regarding Egypt, I certainly think that it has a role, but the Egyptian president, al-Sisi, he's under major pressure from his adversary, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly tied to Hamas in Gaza. Hamas is the Palestinian branch of the Muslim Brotherhood, and his legitimacy is under constant attack. And one of the things that these Islamists say is that he is a puppet of the United States and a collaborator of Israel. And for that exact reason, because he's so fearful of his legitimacy and he's fearful for the stability of Egypt, he's not going to willingly agree to take large numbers of Gazans into Sinai because of the way that's going to be portrayed by his enemies. And I think he's very worried about that kind of Islamist revolution dynamic. So I think he's going to say no. I think he's going to say no, even if he's offered debt relief and billions and trillions of dollars, you know, whatever the Trump administration wants to offer, that won't be of value to him if he's deposed and in prison or worse. So I'm skeptical about that solution.
The puzzle, though, Gaza is Egypt. It just didn't they didn't want to spend money on it once upon a time. It is Egypt, and the Gazans are Egyptians, and therefore it is not common sense to maintain them as human shields for the next iteration of Hamas's murder raid. So the status quo ante is unacceptable. Is it acceptable to your understanding to the Trump administration?
I don't know. We're certainly hearing new ideas from President Trump. He's obviously looking for out of the box solutions, as he often does. And that's not a bad thing at all, because one thing we can all agree on is that the status quo is unworkable. It cannot continue. But look, I think, you know, if we move the discussion to what will likely happen, my own belief is that the most likely scenario is that most Gazans will continue to live in tents and in ruins and continue to face the consequences of the jihadist genocidal attack that Hamas waged on Israel in their name. They are going to continue to pay the price for that. In my view, in the foreseeable future, I think that a resumption of hostilities is more likely than not, because there is unfinished business in the Gaza Strip. There are still thousands of terrorists, even if they're not very well trained, that have to be eliminated. Otherwise, they're going to start rebuilding and regrowing, very much like a tumor that has not completed its chemotherapy. It's just too dangerous to leave alone.
Malcolm.
And I think that, yeah, go ahead.
Do you think that the Shiite ring of fire of Iran around Israel, which they have successfully diminished, not destroyed, but diminished, will be replaced by a Sunni extremist ring of fire led by Turkey and Qatar and the Muslim Brotherhood allies in the region?
I think that's an excellent question. It's certainly something that Israel has got to be on the lookout for. It's not an immediate threat, but it's certainly a potential medium to long-term threat, because the intentions are certainly there. We know that Turkey is a neo-Ottoman Islamist country that supports Hamas, and the fact that it's been allowed to stay in NATO despite, you know, its pro-terrorist policies, not to mention, you know, the fact that it's purchased Russian weapons and defense systems is fairly outrageous. But at the end of the day, there is a danger of a new Sunni Islamist ring of fire. There is that danger. I think it would take time to form. And I think that's exactly why the IDF eliminated, in the space of less than a week, all of the military capabilities that it knew about in Syria as soon as the Assad regime fell, in order to prevent those capabilities from falling into Sunni fundamentalist hands. So that's certainly a threat that we're going to have to be on the lookout for. But when we look at capabilities, Israel's situation, at least for now, is certainly much better today than it has been in a very, very long time. Even if the Sunni fundamentalists want to build that ring of fire, they've got a long, long road ahead of them.
Mm. Who controls the Philadelphia corridor? We have 30 seconds.
Israel ultimately controls that corridor, and anybody who wants to cross to Rafah has got to go through the IDF and the Shin Bet intelligence agency. The Palestinian Authority, which is boasting about a great role, is stamping passports. That's what it's doing right now, and nothing more than that. And the Egyptians are there. But at the end of the day, the IDF has not left Philadelphia corridor. And that's the main achievement, you could say, of Netanyahu. The IDF is gradually leaving Netzarim corridor in the north, and that's a serious problem. But in the south, the IDF continues to control Philadelphia corridor, and that is a significant achievement.
Yaakov Lapin, host of Lapin Assessment at Patreon. Malcolm Hohnlein.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.